We're now on Daf Kuf Tes on Beis, about 15 lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, "Meraglim ain lahem chelak l'mabah." The Meraglim, the spies, don't have a portion of the world to come. Shinemar, as the pasuk says, "Ve'yamusu ha'anashim motzi dibas ha'aretz," and the people who spewed the evil speech about the land died in a plague. So the pasuk says, "Ve'yamusu." That's Balam Hazeh. They died in this world, and Baba Magefa on the plague, Lom Haba, in the world to come. It's a questionable Girsa. The Gemara says it does not have this line in the Girsa. Could be because the Gemara is not really adding anything. We already had that in the Mishnah. Although in the Agosa Vitzionim, actually this line's not even in the Mishnah. So it's a big question whether the Meraglim have a portion that don't have a portion of the world to come. Was that accepted? So different versions. The Gemara continues and says, "Adas Korach ein lahem chel umaba." The congregation of Korach does not have a portion of the world to come. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, "Betchas alem haaretz," and the land covered upon them. Balmazen, in this world, ve'avdu min kochakal, and they were destroyed or lost from the people. Lom haba, in the future, that's olam haba. Divrei Rabbi Kiva, this opinion of Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lezer says, "Alem amar kas," about them, the pasuk says, "Hashem meimis umchaya morichal ve'yahal." Shem causes to die and causes to live. He brings people down to the netherworld, and then he brings them up. Rashi, the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabban and Rabbis teach, Adas Koch Ein Lahem Chel Umaba, the congregation of Korach does not have a portion of the world to come. Shem is about success with the Chas Lema Ha'aretz, Balam Hazeh, V'yod Mikol Chol, Lom Haba, Dira Rabbi Kiva, since Rabbi Kiva says, they have no portion of the world to come. Rehudah B'Mesera, Omer, he disagrees. But he says, "Harehen kaveda mispakech." They are like a lost object that the owner is searching for them. Shneur, as the pasuk says, "Toisi kuse ove bakech avdechal kimitzol secha lo shachachti." That they wander like a sheep that's lost. Search for your servant because I have not forgotten your mitzvos. Rashi says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is searching for the Adas Korach because of their zchuyos, because of their mitzvos, and this indicates that they were otherwise righteous people, or they people with a lot of mitzvot, but they had this blind spot which led them to challenge Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ein Elio explains this debate about whether the Adas Korach has a portion of the world to come is about whether this is merely an attack of Moshe Rabbeinu. So, okay, it's an attack of Moshe Rabbeinu. They still have a portion of the world to come, or whether it was an attack on not just Moshe but Toras Moshe. That's a fundamental principle of faith, that the Torah that we have comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. So that is a more serious attack, and that, according to that opinion, they don't have a portion in the world to come. The Gemara says, "Vayikach Korach," and Korach took. Doesn't say what he took. Or Rish Lakish says, "Shalakach mekach ralatzvo." He took a bad purchase. When he began to quarrel, and this is because of this, he acquired for himself a bad punishment. Now the Gemara is going to now go through this first pasuk, and it's going to use each word to explain Korach's sins, Korach's punishments. So Korach shenasa korcha b'Yisrael. So Korach, because he was made into a bald spot in Yisrael, because when they were swallowed up, when a part of the Jewish people were swallowed up, and then there was something was missing from the nation. It's like a bald spot that's missing hairs. Ben Yitzhar, Ben Shirtiach, Halavas Kolham Kutzarayim. So he was a son, who caused the whole world to become angry like the day. Kutzarayim, like the day. So what does that mean? Either perhaps he caused this anger in front of everyone. It was a public attack. Or it could be the Marsha says that one person brought anger upon all the Jewish people. And the Maral says that the Korach caused the whole world, the nature to get angry, to be out of sorts because of what Korach did. Now, what's Ben Kahas? Ben Shehika Shine Molidav. He's like a son who blunted the teeth of those who created him. That his parents, as it were like rolling in his grave. Because he's ruining their legacy. Ben Levi, Ben Shinasi Levaya Begehenim. He is someone who went down to Gehenim accompanying Leviah, all of his congregation, because they were all swallowed up in the ground. But the Gemara says, "Velech shel Nami ben Yaakov." So why didn't it say ben Yaakov? It could have been another drasha. Ben she'akov atzmo Gehenna. He joined himself. Ben she'ikev atzmo Yaakov. He joined himself to Gehenna. So the Gemara says, "Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Yaakov bikesh rachmel atzmo. Yaakov davened that he asked for mercy on himself." That he would not be mentioned in the parsha of Korach. Now, as the pasuk says, "Bisodam al tavod nafshi, bikolam tekat kvodi." And so, what does it mean? "Bisodam al tavod nafshi, elu maragim." This refers to the spies. So, may I not be mentioned with the spies, and bikolam tekat kvodi with their assembly. Also, my glory should not be mentioned there either, singled out. So that's the Adas Korach. The could be that if Yaakov would have, if the that, that could be that if the there's hope for Adas Korach if they're not connected to Yaakov Avinu. It could also be that the Shlach HaKadosh says that if you could remember Zchus Avos now without focusing on the bad descendants, you want Zchus Avos, but if now we're mentioning that Yaakov's connected to Korach, so it's going to impair the Zchus Avos. The Maor Veshemesh says that Yaakov didn't want any Yaakov, any Emes, he was an Ish Emes, in their machlokes, in their quarrel, because he didn't want it to succeed. The Aruch Haner asked the following question: what, when the Gemara says Bisodam al tavo nafshi, this refers to the Meraglim. What does the Meraglim have to do with this? We're talking about the Bisodam al tavo nafshi. This is when Yaakov Avinu was addressing Shimon and Levi. What does it do with the Meraglim? So the Aruch Haner explains that there were two different types of rebellions. There's a rebellion that's like the Meraglim, and there's like Korach. The Meraglim are they do things privately, sort of secretly. They hatch a plan in order to rebel against the Jewish people. And Korach is open. And that was Shimon and Levi. Because Shimon and Levi, what did they do? That they did things quietly. That's with the sin of, with Shechem. And openly with Yosef. So it's the same idea. So both, both causing machlokes, both in private and also in public. Like Shimon and Levi did, so that's what that set the tone for also the private and the public rebellions of Meraglim and Korach. The Gemara continues, says Dasan. Now they're gonna play on the names of Dasan of Aviram. Shavral Das Kael, that he rejected the religion of God. So what's a Das Kael? So the different opinions of the Maral say that he was stubborn, and therefore he joined this fight. The Marsha says that the Das is initially when he had gone to the fight with in Egypt, and Moshe said, "Lama takeh Rasha, lama takeh Re'echa, why are you hitting your friend?" The Gemara continues, Aviram she'iber es atzmo melasas tshuva, that he strengthened himself, Aviram, not to do tshuva. He was brazen, stubborn. On she'yashav baninus, On sat in a state of sorrow after he did tshuva. Different explanations. Either again that he was sorry that he was part of this bad plan, as he was in this wicked plan, and he had charat, he had regret. Another opinion, the Eitz Yosef says that he was an anidos, that he was upset that he was only saved because of his wife, and he didn't have the charata himself. The Gemara continues and says, "Peles, why is it called Om ben Peles? Shenasu lo plos." Miracles happened to him. Wonders happened to him. Ben Ruvain, he was a son of Ruvain. Ben Sharav Ahavin, he was someone who saw and understood that Korach was not acting correctly, and he separated himself from them. The Gemara continues and says, Omar Rav says, On ben Peles, Ishto Hitzi Lato. On ben Peles' wife saved him. Omar Leah, she said to him, "My nafka lach, what do you care? Imar Rabba an Talmida, Imar Rabba an Talmida. You're a student. Whether Moshe wins, you're still going to be placed second fiddle. Whether Korach wins, you're still going to play second fiddle. You gain nothing from this rebellion." Amar La, he said to her, "My Avi, what could I do? I already joined this group. Havai Be'etzav Ishtav Elibadai. I was together with them. I was part of this advice, and I swore that if If they call me to come, I'm going to come. Amar Lei, she said to him, Yadana dechula kanishta kanisha ninhu. I know that this whole group, they're all modest and holy. The pasuk says, ki kol yada kulam kadoshim, the whole congregation is holy. Amar Lei, she said back to Oh, tuv da adam atzil, now sit in the house, I'm going to save you. Ashkisi chama varvise vagnise gavai. She gave him wine to drink, and he got drunk, and he slept, he went to sleep. So osva al, Osva, so by the way, the Marsha says, when she said Kula Kedoshim, Kula Kanishta Kadishta Ninhu, that she's actually telling him, like you know, he's like, oh, I'm one of the top few henchmen. You're saying I'm one of the, chief conspirators with Korach. I'll have a high position. She said, no, what do you mean? The Korach said that everyone's holy, everyone's the same. So just because you hatched the plan, the whole congregation is holy. Who said you're going to get a higher position? So she says, you sit here. So he gets drunk, he goes to sleep. And then she's sitting by the, she is sitting, Osval Baba, she's sitting by the gates, by the entrance to her tent. Ustare Lamazia, and she unravels her hair. Called Asa Chazir Hadar. Anyone who came from Korach to call for her husband, he would return because he saw that her hair was uncovered. And meanwhile, when all was sleeping, so the entire nation, group of Korach was swallowed in the ground, and Old Ben Pelos was saved. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, so we see from here again that they were from people who had a blind spot. That's this idea that maybe that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu one seeks out this lost object. Why, according to one opinion, they had a portion of the world to come because they had zchuyot and merits. Meanwhile, Itse, the Korach, the wife of Korach, was the exact opposite. Amar Lei, she convinced Korach to rebel. She said to Korach, my covenant Moshe, what did Moshe do? You have a Malka, he himself becomes king. Lachu Shavi Kana Rabba. He appointed his brother as Kohen Gadol. He appointed his nephews as Kohanim. All nepotism. Yasa Truma Amar Tev Lakoi. If there's Truma, we bring Truma, goes to the Kohen. Yasa Meiser, the Shakil Saratun. If there's Meiser, which you get some, Amar Moshe will say, Havu Chad Masa the Kohen, give one tenth to the Kohen. Vote the guys that the Mazaycho. And he also tell you, cut your hair. Umita Lachol Kikufta, he plays with you like fools. Eda Yahab Mazaycho, he wants you, he's looking at your hair, he wants you to not look handsome. Amar Lei, how are you Nami Kavid? Yeah, but Moshe, of course, says, but Moshe himself also is cutting his hair. Amar Lei said to him, Kevin the Chula Revusa Dide, since he took all the power to himself. Amar Iunami Tamos Nafshim Pelishim. He said, "It's okay. I have all this power, so I'm going to cut my hair just like with you. That okay? I'll lose my hair as long as you don't get any power." And Vaod, his wife said, additionally, the Kaamar Lechu Avitza Tchelta. Then he tells you if there's a mitzvah to put tchelas in your tzitzis. Isokad Tchelta Chashiva Mitzvah. If you think that there's really a mitzvah of having tchelas in your garments, a big take out your garments that's completely tcheles and wear it in the base medrash. Obviously, if it's completely tcheles, the Gemara is saying that first of all the mitzvah tzitzis is recorded right before the story of Korach, so that's why Chazal say that he was arguing about the tcheles, that he's saying I don't understand. If there's a mitzvah put on tcheles, you have a whole garment full of tcheles, so you should be exempt from tzitzis. Moshe said, no. He said, this is ridiculous. Haina dechsiv. This is what about these women. This is what the pasuk means when it says, Chachmot nashim bantza beisa, zo ishel shel on ben pelas. The wise women build homes. This refers to the wife of on ben pelas. Vivelas biadea tehar sena. And the foolish one in her hands will destroy. This is the wife of Korach who destroyed her own home.